AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The economy continues to grow, but slowed down to finish out 2022. The AP's Jennifer King has the story.
The Commerce Department estimates that the nation's gross domestic product decelerated last quarter, growing at an annual pace of 2.9% from October to December. That's slowing from 3.2% in the fall. For the year, the GDP expanded slightly over 2%, much slower than the blistering growth in 2021, with an economy recovering from the pandemic. The numbers were boosted by resilient spending by consumers, businesses, and the government. Most analysts think the economy will slow further in the current quarter and slide into at least a mild recession by mid-year, an intended consequence of the Federal Reserve's aggressive series of interest rate hikes meant to crush the worst inflation in four decades. Jennifer King, Washington.
On the witness stand in South Carolina in the murder trial of Alex Murdaugh is Sheriff's Department Sergeant Daniel Green. He was the first officer on the scene. Murdaugh's wife and son were shot to death. Green spoke to Murdaugh.
He was able to answer all the questions that I asked him.
Was he panicking in any way?
He seemed upset, but I wouldn't say panicky.
Green says Murdaugh did have difficulty breathing. The defense has said there is no direct evidence and no eyewitnesses. Federal health officials want to make coronavirus vaccinations more like the annual flu shot. FDA Vaccines Chief Dr. Peter Marks says they're looking at a more simplified approach.
Because of its rapid evolution, we've needed to adjust our approach over time. And we're now in a reasonable place to reflect on the development of the COVID-19 vaccines to date to see if we can simplify the approach to vaccination.
The FDA proposal is children and adults could get a once-a-year shot to protect against the mutating virus. Russian forces fired another rash of missiles and self-exploding drones in nearly a dozen provinces in Ukraine early today, causing the first attack-related death of the year in Kyiv. This is AP News. The black boxes from the plane that crashed in Nepal are being sent to Singapore for analysis.
Experts at Singapore's Transportation Safety Investigation Bureau will examine the flight data recorder and the cockpit voice recorder to try to identify the cause of the crash that killed all 72 people on board. A committee formed by the government is still looking into the cause of the Yeti Airlines flight crash. Meanwhile, rescuers are still searching the hillside for the remains of two people still missing since the crash. The twin-engine aircraft was approaching Pokhara International Airport at about 2,700 feet when it plummeted into a gorge about a mile from the runway. I'm Karen Chamas.
A snowstorm swept through the South Korean capital of Seoul. In Japan, heavy snow continues on the northernmost main island of Hokkaido, where hundreds of trains were suspended and a number of flights grounded. At least one death has been reported in Japan. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.